from our perspective, we would like to be the ones who could tell you, enjoy the ride in the time that you are entering. But we understand that because the ride involves change at every corner, we want to tell you to enjoy you, to enjoy your heart, to enjoy your nurturing, and to enjoy each other, because the times are bumpy, and while there are certainly beautiful moments, there are also frustrating moments. We have the advantage of seeing that the pattern is doing exactly what it was always intended to do. This change was intended to be made. The shift is happening. It will be in your benefit. The things that change are changing for your good. Now, we understand it may not be easy to see that yet, but this is a change for your good. It is a change for your good, not only because we care about you, but because you are carrying the light. And this remaking that is going on is for the support and for the well-being of the light carriers. So you want to be patient with yourself, with others, and allow us to have a little more time to do what needs to be done here. And then you're going to be able to see what it is like to be able to look at your path. What would we say? We would say, if we were, what do you call them, weather people, that it has been cloudy with a chance of rain from time to time. And that has been the weather on your path. But now it is going to be sunny, and it's going to be clear and warm, and it is going to be a much easier walk very soon. Life, of course, will continue with its challenges, but this is a better time than it has been in the past. And because you have paid attention to yourselves, to the things that are important to you, and because you have slowly but surely learned to let go of the things that are not yours, a very difficult thing in the human condition. But when you do that, you leave room for the universe to work. And we all understand this lesson. But when you hang on to something, no matter what your intention is, the universe cannot help you. It is caught too tightly in your hands. So to be able to loosen the hands and turn over what is going on, the universe does its magical work. And that is a beautiful thing, a very beautiful thing. And you are going to see this working out in the world you view around you. There will be surprising turns toward the light, perhaps even in places where you did not expect it. And so we want you to know we are still with you. We know your path. We know your hearts. And we know the things that are going to allow you to become a powerful part of what is happening even as we speak. Peaceful power is different than power over. A huge lesson for the world you live in. Power over is always fear-based, because quite frankly, why would you need power over if you were not afraid of something, if you did not need to think that you had the control of everything? Power over is going to fall. It is inevitably going to fall. Peaceful power stays and grows and it unites people. It does not divide them. The exception would be if people persist in the fearful practice of having power over, they are going to be very lonely, because that is not the way the world is going to work, even as we are looking at it now. So when you can remember that with yourself, even, that peaceful power, and what does that mean for you personally? It often means, I'm going to stop being so very, very hard on myself. I do not need power over even myself. I need peaceful power that I can walk with and heal with, because that will last then. That will move on. It will become a part of not only your growth, but the growth of the planet. So when you're able to put down the power over thing and enter the peaceful power with things as they are, even as they change, you are doing spiritual work then. And that is by far and away the better way to live. So where you are now, we would like to talk to you a bit about having joy without having power over. A very interesting thing. We look at your sports activities, and so someone is running a race or is on a team, but very often all the joy is about power over. Sometimes you see an athlete who has learned not to do that, and so they have peaceful power in the strength and skill they have developed. That is a very beautiful way to do things. But power over, power because you have beaten someone else, this is not the way of peace. So when we can make that change in ourselves, so we can say, I want peaceful power in my life. And that means inviting the universe to join you on your path. And the universe will never press its way onto your path. But when you are being peaceful in your power, that is an open invitation to the universe to come and join you, to bring you what is good for you, to bring you what you need, to show you the good way to move in the world, and the good way to manifest in the healthy way. Peaceful power, not power over, not the forcing of something. And sometimes that means you may have had an idea about something, and you may have invested a great deal of energy in it, but it was a power over idea. And when you back up from it and say, no, here's the way I love to move, love to create, but it must be peaceful. And the power that I gain, I must gain as I walk peacefully. That is an engraved, is that what you call, engraved invitation to the universe to come and be with you. And the universe will never turn down your invitation. So in these times, do remember these very important principles. You were mistaught that you were supposed to be, have power, do everything, make everything right for everyone. And that is a wonderful illusion to put down now. Oh, no, think about this logically. The universe put you in charge of all of that? The universe made one person to make everything right for everyone? Are we sure that that's how that was intended? It was not intended that way. We all have the capacity to have power. When we use it peacefully, then we're using it together. And when we use it peacefully, the universe hears your invitation and joins you. And that is a thing you will feel in your walk. Some of you, we have noticed already, are becoming aware of the presence of a power walking by you, walking with you. You can almost touch it. This is wonderful. This is the direction in which we are moving, and the direction where we want you to be able to more viscerally know that you are never alone. Always there is this peaceful, loving power with you. And if you put away that idea that it must be you, then you allow the universe to send in all the magic, everything you need, all the love, all the abundance, all of it, because you have invited the universe to join you. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. See that there is a golden path in front of you, and the sun is shining on it. So every step you take fills you with the energy that you need to create the life you want. And feel how lightly you move on this path, and how warm it is, and how full of good it is. Now, as you walk forward on this path, see that you come to a gate, and it has two doors. And you walk up to the doors and pull on them, but the doors are locked. And then you realize that the path is right in back of it, and that you do not need to do war with the gate. You simply need to move around it and continue your path. And as you continue on the path, when you turn back, the gate has vanished, and you are moving forward on the path. And you come to a place where there is a well full of water. And there are other people around this well. And there is one bucket. And people are scrambling to take that bucket and drop it into the well water and bring it up and there's the cluster and the upset, and you walk to the well and you look up and invite the universe, and it begins to rain. And you take a cup that you have and hold it up to the rain. Beautiful, clear, refreshing water. And you drink the water that the universe has sent for you. And the people at the well drop the bucket and they open their hands and their cups and whatever they have. And they're drinking the fresh water that the universe has sent. And you are full. And you walk on the path and continue on. Continue past the place where the well was. And when you turn back, it has disappeared, along with all the people who were struggling. All gone. And you continue on the path. And you come to a place and you can hear music. And you can feel the music in your body because it is the music of joy. And it simply exists in the air, the music that touches your heart, and you allow it inside of your body. You allow it to fill you. Now the path brings you into your heart center, and you illuminate your heart center with your own energy. And you see the places where you rest, where you take refuge, where you create. See all of that beauty. And look over and see that a rising path illuminates and you are drawn to it. And as you step onto the path, you drop the world. Feel it all fall away from you. And let the path itself take you upward, making you lighter, making you more free. And the air is full of the blessings that the universe wants you to have. And you breathe them in. And you move to a place of release. And in this place, you let go of everything in your mind, in your habit. Let go of everything that is not light, is not strong. Let go of everything that does not make you happy. Simply give it to this space, and this space will take it and transmute it. Let all of it go. And see, out of this energy, a symbol rises. Know that symbol and take the symbol and move even higher. You are becoming lighter again, freer again, and you breathe in more of the energy of the universe. And you move upward. and you move up to the place of the dream. And without worry, allow yourself to think of one dream. Don't hold anything back and don't worry about it. It is a dream that you are intended to dream. And allow yourself to dream it. Now move upward. Come to the place of the gift and resting the mind. Know the gift. And see that your teacher is here with you. The teacher who walks with you every day and cares for you and shows you what you need to know on the path that you are walking and always loves you. And thank this teacher and receive the teacher's blessing. And begin to walk back down the path, still breathing in the blessing, still so light, so free. Come back to your heart. Breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.